The Kaleidoscope Chamber Collective is making their US debut on the Shriver Hall Concert Series this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. And this was a collective that was dreamed up in 2017 by pianist Tom Poster, who serves as artistic director, and violinist Elena Orioste, who is co-director. And it's such a pleasure to have Elena on the line. Thank you so much and welcome to WBJC.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's so interesting how you approach repertoire and kind of ferreting out works that are not so mainstream. So let's look at the American composers that you have on the program, starting with the Amy Beach Quintet for piano and strings.
So Kaleidoscope first encountered this piece in 2019 when we were in residence at the Cheltenham Music Festival in England. We absolutely fell in love with it from the first note. It is lush. It's romantic. It's music that we've been playing since the early days of Kaleidoscope, and we are so excited to be bringing on this American tour. And it just feels so sort of appropriate to be taking this Kaleidoscope signature along for the ride with us.
Let's look at the other female composer, Florence Price, one of the first African-American women really to make a splash. And how does her quintet compare with Amy Beach's?
They are both American women, but beyond that, I would say their voices are so, so different. In fact, no one really sounds like Florence Price. So she certainly draws from different influences, Chicago pit bands, church hymns, plantation dances, and indeed she incorporates all of these elements into her music, particularly this first piano quintet. But I would say there's something to her music that it's unlike anything we've ever heard.
Your association with George Walker is not only through music, but also through the Curtis, I understand.
Yes. So Melissa White, the other violinist on this tour, and I both went to the Curtis Institute for our violin undergrad degrees. And George Walker was also a composition student at Curtis, a bit before we were there. But there is such a rich tradition at Curtis, and everyone sort of feels quite linked as it's a very small musical family. So we definitely feel musically related to him in terms of his aesthetic and the lush nature of the string writing.
I'm fascinated of all of the repertoire that you chose to pair with these three American composers. You chose Schubert's Adagio and Rondo. What was behind that choice?
Honestly, this is just a little piece that we've loved for a while and that actually Tom brought to our attention. This was on, I believe, one of the first piano quartet concerts we ever played together. And it's just really lovely, sparkly music. It feels like a really inviting way to open a program. And one of the traits of Kaleidoscope programming is to combine well-known masterworks or well-known composers with voices that have been neglected throughout history and who deserve to be heard much more than they are. So including a composer like Schubert on this program feels very on brand for Kaleidoscope.
This is going to be such an interesting program. It's the Kaleidoscope Chamber Collective making their American debut on the Shriver Hall Concert Series this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. There's more information at shriverconcerts.org. It's been such a pleasure to be speaking with violinist Elena Orioste. We really look forward to hearing you on Sunday.
Thank you so much.